was very successful in business. You know, he checked every single box, except that he was an alcoholic and had a little cocaine problem. So he became my second sponsor. I had him for 20 years, and oh my God, he was great, because I did things like date, you know, in early recovery, and ding-a-ling's not making a bell, right? So you're so convinced that this is gonna work, but the problem is somebody who's on a pedestal of selfishness and self-centeredness gets involved with somebody that's on a pedestal of selfishness and self-interest. It's like trying to stick two magnets together. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's not destined to work. And what would happen is he would get with the woman sponsor. You know, my sponsor would get with the woman sponsor. They do damage control, you know, on these relationships, and he was really good. He became a clinical psychologist, and I'm convinced because he was dealing with me all the time, right? He might as well make a career out of it and make some money. And he became a really good one. Right, you know, all the little drug addict alcoholics, you know, their parents would bring these kids in to his it was called the something center, the counseling center, and they'd bring him in, and Gary knew it was the parents that needed to be treated. You know, he was smart enough to know that. Well, what do you mean asking me all these questions? It's little Joey is smoking the pot. You know, well, what kind of dynamics is going on in your house? And he became really, really popular in the area for like untangling the family's thoughts where it concerns alcoholism and drug addiction. And then he moved away on me. They all move away on me, these sponsors. Now my current sponsor, he moved away on me too, but I'm hanging on for a while. He came and he spoke in a meeting in my area, and it was transformational, this talk that he gave. I absolutely loved it. I find out later that it came from a bunch of people that go all the way back to Chuck Chamberlain. You know, there's the whole bunch of these recovery people that did a lot of outside work with the science of the mind and all this other kind of stuff, right, out in California, and you know, got this like different kind of awakening, and it was really attractive to me when he was telling his story, and I started working. What he is he's an equestrian. He does therapy, equine therapy and stuff, and he runs big horse farms, and he moves people's horses all over the place. And he's involved like crazy with the earth and with the animals. And there's something really spiritual about this guy. You know, he goes like, you know, Chris, horses don't worry about what happened yesterday. You know, horses aren't worried about what's going to happen tomorrow. Horses are right here, right now, where you need to be. And he would say stuff like that to me that was just very, very attractive. And I got a lot out of it. I want to share three things with you that he asked me to do. And again, I want to mention the economy of the spiritual life. I did not get that. In year two, Radio Shack Mike gave me the Course in Miracles and said, "Oh, you got to read this." Have you ever read the Course in Miracles? It takes like a year to read. It's got like all these exercises that are impossible. I got nothing out of it. So I'm into economy. And here's three things my sponsor Brad asked me to do. He said, "Chris, when you go outside, I want you to look up." Is that it? What? He goes, "Yeah. I want you to look up." "You want me to look up?" "Yep." Next thing he asked me to do is, he goes, "Chris, whenever you're doing..."